we're honored to have in the studio today Dana King, anchorwoman extraordinaire from CBS 5.
On Arab Talk. Welcome to Arab Talk, Dana.
Thank you. I'm very honored to be here. I love that this program is on a black-owned radio station.
So do we.
This is great.
This is home for us. Home away from home. And with our friends, with KJ, with Terry outside, JJ. And, you know, we're very actually, I looked at some of the write-up about the show. And as a matter of fact, I spoke to one of your guests earlier.
Who was that?
Bishar Adomani.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems, you know, I want to just have for our listeners, just want to know what you are trying to accomplish by having a show like this in the Bay Area.
You know, it's very simple, Jamal. We just want to start talking and listening and hearing each other out. You know, truth is so valuable, and sometimes truth is very difficult.
Mm.
But that does not mean we should push it under a rug and ignore it. We need to have a greater understanding of all people, but certainly in this time in the world of Muslim people. And until I think we understand Muslim people, we diminish ourselves. We all other people are diminished because we all have value. And what I got out of the program, Islam in the West, is that, you know, the Bay Area Muslims are going through what every other minority group has ever gone through in this country. Now, granted, to a far more difficult degree, I think, but still, every group that has come to this country has suffered indignities and discrimination and been spat upon and embarrassed and made to feel less than. And we just need to stop doing that.
Dana, I don't know how many of our listeners know, but you've actually traveled rather extensively in the world. And in fact, you've been to Afghanistan, which is, you know, one of the hot spots in the world right now and in a Muslim country. Did that experience traveling there have any impact on your desire or wish to do this piece?
I just have such a great well of interest and curiosity about the rest of the world. And I wanted to go to Afghanistan immediately following September 11th.
It was a very courageous thing to do, actually.
Well, I had to beg my boss. It took 4 years to get there, but we went, and I'm so grateful. I still correspond with many people in Afghanistan, and I hope to go back. It's part and parcel of my interest and in my desire of doing Islam in the West, and it just all goes hand in hand.
So let me ask you a question. You know, the question that Jamal and I get frequently is this a clash of civilizations?
Mm.
You know, are Muslims and Arabs so fundamentally different from Americans in the West? You've interacted a lot with our community, with the Muslim community. Do you think there's a clash of civilizations here?
No, because we're all civilized. And we all want the same things. You want the same things for your children that I want for mine and for my neighbor's children. And I don't feel that there's a clash. I think there's a huge misunderstanding, and it's based on fear.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're fearful of someone or something else, you tend to push it away and you don't let it into your life. And that's not a way to live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, honestly, the whole reason behind this town hall meeting was to start to have some kind of dialogue and rational conversation and actually listen to people.
What has surprised you the most, you know, from whether some of the people that were asking the questions or some of your panel, what did really shock you or surprise you about something you didn't know before about what the Muslims and the Muslim community is going, you know, through in the U.S.?
One of the things, and I'll answer this indirectly, that was very surprising to me was that our panel, when asked what they feel our immediate future is, were less than optimistic. And I think that people are very afraid right now that one wrong move by our government or by another government, say the government of Iran right mm-hmm. now, one wrong move, and who knows where we'll be in 5 years. And so that was very eye-opening to me, because our panel, very distinguished panel, we had Jane Wales from the World Affairs Council,
right?
Abbas Milani, who's a research fellow at the Hoover Institution. We had Bashar Dumani, a professor at UC Berkeley. Richard Sklar, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Have I left? And Khalil Bendib, who right. is an American Muslim cartoonist. And not one of them had a sense of optimism for our immediate future. And it's hurtful. And it makes me very, very concerned for all of our children.
And of course, I'm sure you've discussed the war on Iraq. That was kind of like the...
It was the elephant in the room.
The big elephant in the room, exactly.
It was. But we talked about the Palestinian-Israeli issue. We talked a lot about being an American Muslim, about mm-hmm. living here. And one woman, and I regret I can't recall her name, she stood up and she said, I was born in Jordan. Mm. I was raised here in the Bay Area. She said, I couldn't be more American. I love the A's. I love the Giants. I love the 49ers. I work for city government. But people treat me differently now. And she became very teary-eyed. And it's so hurtful. One man stood up and said, I was walking one day and someone yelled out of their car, go back where you come from. And he said, where, Sunnyvale? I mean, how pathetic are we that we...
But you know, Dana, there's so much fear in the community right now. I mean, I just came from a meeting in the Tenderloin, and there are Muslims in the Tenderloin who don't leave their apartments for weeks and days and things like that because of the fear right now, as you said before, and with the NSA spying, domestic spying program that's going on. It has created, as you've said, this kind of atmosphere of fear and loathing in our community that mm-hmm. if you make the wrong step or say the wrong thing, that they'll deport you or they'll put you in jail. And people are here because they believed that this was a place where they could be free.
Absolutely. That's why they're here, because they believe in the tenets of the Constitution. They believe in freedom of religion and the right to assemble and freedom of speech. And Bashar Dumani, when asked, you know, does he worry about domestic spying? He said, oh, I don't worry about it. I know they're listening to me. but if you're a good human being, it doesn't matter if you're a good Muslim or a good Christian or a good Jew. If you're a good human being, then there's nothing to worry about.
But that's what we're losing, it seems, right now, is that humanity right now.
I mean, there is a sense in the community, they feel that they've been abandoned, mm-hmm. you know. Before, like you mentioned, you know, you had the Jews, you know, the McCarthy era and the Italian
Americans. COINTELPRO.
And of course, you know, the African Americans. Mm-hmm. And now it's the turn of the Arabs and the Muslims. But people are not speaking out often right. enough to go and say, you know, I mean, it looks like people are going and saying, well, it's not me this time. You know, mm-hmm. who cares? You know, it's them.
Mm-hmm.
Dana, I think you brought some clips that we might be able to listen to.
I did.
Because this is, I think our listeners should know that this is going to be one of the more important shows that they need to pay attention to if they want to increase their understanding and awareness of what's going on in the Muslim community mm-hmm. in the Bay Area. So, Jamal, do you have